And now it is my pleasure to present unto you the world's foremost minister, Bible analyst, and authority on the divine inspired word of God. The next voice will be the voice of His Eminence, the Honorable Bishop S. McDowell Shelton. Hear ye him.
What prayer and what supplication? What is it talking about? It's talking about there's coming a time in your life when you're not always going to be able to come to a prayer service to pray. Oh, yes, you may as well make it up in your mind. Now, the Lord leaves it up to you. You can either stay and pray to Him and be saved, or you can destroy yourself. But He's left you without excuse. That's why He said men ought always to pray and not faint. When you first get saved and you have a lot of enthusiasm, oh my, how you say, oh Lord, we thank you and we glorify you and how glad we are. Ah. The north wind has not blown on you yet. Somebody else's tomorrow, tonight. But don't you ever think that after you do the right thing, that the devil is not going to be enraged and is not going to come and battle you. Job was not a sinner. Job was a righteous man. And before you know it, you will wonder, why should I pray? Why did I take the time? I prayed for people and the pains got sharper. I prayed for myself and then that happened. I prayed myself down here on my knees in the back of the car. I made it. I pray myself to sleep at night and pray myself to wake, awake in the morning. And all during the day. And don't you think that I don't feel like sometimes giving up and stop fighting? The only time I really feel alive is when I'm in church. Just give up. The other day I said to myself, now listen, what are you trying to prove and to whom? Who cares anyway? Let life and time, let situations take its toll and forget it. I suggest that would be easier. And it sounded good for a little while. And before I knew it, I was saying, now tomorrow I will do thus and so. And I called some of them and I said, we should give them something special up in Philadelphia. Everybody can't get to Washington. Come during the day to anoint them and have a service for them at night. I was getting ready to go. It comes to your mind, but I won't do it. Many of these wives, if you ask them, it's come to their mind to leave their husbands and how would feel, not with all this burden and everything, but they say, and they stay. And now they've gotten old with them. And they're like a hand in a glove now. One goes upstairs and they ask, what are you doing up there so long? Just walked upstairs. Or just walked in the other room. They stayed. Some of the most profound prayers that I prayed was, you know what it was? Jesus. That's all that came out But what was going on up here and in here, I was thinking about everything and all the prayers that were requested of me to pray, all the things I needed to do, all of the saints, all of the pain, all of the misery, but it just came out. And an hour from then, I looked up and said, "Yes, Lord." But what went on, the pondering in my heart, the crying out of my soul, the longing of my spirit for God to come in. To touch me and to touch his people. To bring deliverance and salvation and to watch over them. And then I would say, "Oh, Lord. Oh, distress, misery, and pain sometimes will not enable you to say all of the words that you want to say. And you're brokenhearted, and you want to say something, but the words won't come out." And it says, "Oh, Jesus." Read your text. Read it loud and strong. Jesus, you say. Somebody asked, you said, "Did you say something? Are you talking to me?" I said, "No, I wasn't talking to you." And you walk and you say, "Jesus. Oh, Jesus." Yeah, I know. See, he's had to say it right now as he's going out. And sometimes you wonder, would death be better than life? And then you say to yourself, "Well, that's a coward's way. I'm giving in." And then the devil comes and says, "Giving in to what? For what? Who would care?" Says, then you come back to, "I care. God cares. That's enough. Say, my blessedness cares." Sure. Sure. You have to, what I'm telling you, you got to encourage yourself. If you look for somebody to comfort you, mother, father, children, wife, husband, sometimes when you're in your worst state is when they're going to act up on you. Did you know that? Sometimes it's deliberate and sometimes it's unconscious. But when you put too much dependence on human beings and on things, just when you need it or when you want to reach out for it, it's not there. Or it'll act up on you. They might look right and tell you, "I'm tired of you." Oh, God, you will die. And then you will say, "Jesus, oh." Those kind of repentance, they can come back and say they're sorry. And you know they're sorry. But that kind of hurt. It's so deep that you say, "I know." Somebody look like they know what I'm talking about. Somebody done hurt your feelings, disappointed you. Oh, children. That's why the scripture says, read the text. What prayer? That's all we need now is the text. All right, come on.
Scripture, 1 Kings, 8th chapter, 38 verse.
Yeah. Yeah.
What prayer and supplication soever be made by any man?
It says, what prayer? You don't have any excuse. He's fixed it so Say, well, I couldn't pray a long prayer. I didn't have the spirit of prayer. I tell you what, you ever been riding on the highway and someone almost ran right into your car and said, Jesus, what prayer? I told them at headquarters, saints ought to go to prayer before they go to prayer. In other words, all during the day and whenever. So you're cooking in the pot and you're stirring and you think about something and you say, yes, Lord, this is the way I live. The man David said, I looked for comforters and I couldn't find any. And baby, don't look for no pity. Folks don't even hardly have it for themselves. See how they treat themselves. Said, I look for those to pity me. Said, I could not find none. Don't look for that. You know what you look for? Look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Tell him that I sent my prayer up there as a memorial. And tell him it's about time now. Remind the Lord of what you have done. Said, Lord, how you paid your tithes, you strive to please him. Said, Lord, now you know that I am but flesh. And you know that I'm in this world. You left me here. Said, you prayed. You have to tell him about it. You prayed that we not be taken out of this world, but be kept here. And tell the Lord that you know I want to live holy. And I've asked you to help me to overcome. I've asked you to set it all right. I've given myself over to you. I want to obey the word. I've been striving all of these years. I'm but flesh. And how can I do it if you help me? What? What prayer, it saying. He made the thing so good, you don't know about this. Made the thing so good, I tell, see, you don't have an excuse. You could be at home. And if you were sick unto death and lay there dying. You see, Jesus did not refute this. And you say, Lord, I don't have a telephone. I don't have any pencil or paper. I can't write. I'm paralyzed. But I want to confess and repent for what I've done. And say, then where is the house? Say, I want to get there, and I may die. It's later. And talk to me, talk to Jesus, talk to, and then you'll talk to me. Say, now move on our blessedness to pray for me. As he's praying for the saints to blot out their transgressions, said, move on him to pray for me. Move on him. Said, I can't get there. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I may not see the sunrise. Remind him, said, I've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I've got the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues. And if necessary, he knows you. Just tell him he knows you. Tell him your name. Say, you know me. Say, you know me. Said, you know when I was born. Said, you know the number of days I have. Said, you've numbered them. Somebody gonna pass by you and act like they don't know you. You just, they look, what those blind men, they tried to keep them quiet, didn't they? They said, nah, shh, shh, shh. What? They wanted to see what you talking about. Yes, indeed.
Don't keep me quiet. I don't. 19. I ain't gonna keep quiet.
Jesus, thou son of David.
Hold yourself.
Jesus.
And you know what he did? He stopped. He healed their eyes. They saw. Get him to the place that he'll stop and consider your petition.
Yes.
What prayer supplication shall be made by any man?
What prayer and what supplication whatsoever? Things so good until if those who are strangers get an honest heart and want to be saved, they can look toward this house and say, Lord, help me to get there to get baptized. Yeah. Somebody said, what does that mean about the Lord don't hear the sinner's prayer? That's not a sinner's prayer when they're praying for salvation. Did you ever heard about Cornelius? A sinner's prayer is a sinner's prayer. There's two meanings to it. One is talking about a sinner in a sense, and then another one is a sinner's prayer, a prayer like, Lord, do some evil to this person or the other, a sinner's prayer. It is a prayer of one who, it's a prayer of one who sins or is a sinful prayer. Of course, you did not know that. You've been listening to the other thing. Now, if that is the truth, then how did God hear Cornelius? The Bible doesn't contradict itself, will they? You know, everything Jesus did had a point. Anybody builder in here? When you make a foundation, who are the first men that you call for to lay the forms for the foundation after they've been surveyed and everything, huh? Like to put the wooden forms down and everything. Who's the first one? Somebody stand up and tell me. Huh? What's that? Yeah, put the foundation down. What? No, I know. Yes, but what is the man's specific name, the one who puts him down? Somebody call it out. The carpenter, that's right. Before any concrete comes, a carpenter has got to come. Here? Yeah? Lord, don't let me live in the house you built. All right, I want to tell you something. Do you know what he did? He didn't come here a plumber's son. No. He's going to come with some foundation to straighten this thing out. He had already told you that in the Old Testament, before you get the foundation, you have to survey the land. He already had the plumb line to measure it off and measure the earth. Then in the spirit, you know, you're bringing the word. But now he's going to set this thing up. You're going to set it up and get it, your foundation, get it straightened out. So what is he going to come? A carpenter's son. They thought they were slurring him, telling him that. He knew he had his business straight. He had all his business straight. Yet he was not their son, yet he was their son. So when they called him that, this is the man. This wise master builder that got it all. Yet they called him his son according to the flesh. For they registered him for taxes. He was always registered under the name of the Father. And since he chose to keep Mary and he believed that she was overshadowed by the Holy Ghost, and she was for Isaiah. See, that thing didn't just start. Sometimes folks can think up a lie right quick. Isaiah had already said that. Maybe you don't know that. That a woman shall conceive. Ah, sure. Yeah. Yes. What prayer is saying?
What prayer and supplication will be made by any man?
What prayer? What supplication? Soever be made by any man, yes?
Or by all thy people Israel.
Or by all your people, yes?
It shall know every man the plague of his own heart.
All right.
And spread forth his hand towards his house.
You see, folks better leave me alone. I got my business straight. Like sometimes they never saw this before. When I tell the saints, you know, to reach out like this. Bible to spread for the end. Yes, indeed, Charles. Yes. Look, I was having some cramps in my stomach, and I put my hand in my pocket and found me a blessed cloth that I had in a service. Don't you know I took that blessed cloth and put that thing on me? Yes, I did. Say you put your own blessed cloth. Do you believe in it? What you think? When I was coming down here, I said, that I did the divine healing services and spoke to all these conditions, and now come on, speak to your own. I started from the foot on up to the head and back down again and just started telling, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal this and heal the other. Heal the other. Come on, Lord, take me through. So you want me to do your work for you? Come on. Give me the strength. See, Satan knew you're going to take something home with you that's going to last you for the rest of your life. You're going to feel so low. And you're going to feel so cast down. And you're going to feel so blue. And you say, God, have I lost out with you? What prayer? What supplication? And all you can say is just Jesus. Been sick a long time, nobody, folks stop calling you, stop coming. What prayer? What supplication? Oh Lord. Jesus. Sometimes you can't get no further. In Jesus' name. 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 Yes.
1 Kings 8 chapter.
You need to answer this. I'll try to keep quiet. Yeah. All right.
What prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart,
yeah,
and spread forth his hand towards his house.
Yeah. Yeah. 39.
And here.
The 40 for you. Here. 40. 41. Because you were originally from here. And good thoughts. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
And here thou hast thy dwelling place.
Yeah.
And forgive and do.
Before you go to sleep or get the wrong idea, you lazy thing. Somebody, I just picked up a thought. Some lady said, yes, child, I thought you didn't have to do all that praying. You hypocrite. That's not what I'm talking about. I just picked up a thought. Somebody thought, said, ooh, said, no. And it's talking about this, what prayer, what supplication, that when it's done with honesty and sincerity, and when you're calling out of the depths of your heart, God is going to give respect to it. All right, go on. Go on. Yes?
Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place.
Yes?
And forgive.
And forgive.
And do.
And do. Well, look, you think that folks just started asking God to do something? Say, come on, do. Do. They've waited all year for this. And who knows when I will come this way again. I want to come again soon. And I'm here now. And when we leave, let's leave some happiness behind and take a little time. The cooks have cooked their food. I cannot eat a suckling pig or
a roast lamb. But like I did when I was in New York, I did come up and sat down with them, for broke the bread, and the bread was hot and good. And was it soup or juice, some juice or something, I think. It was just the bread and water or something, I don't know. Whatever. In other words, they've been preparing like that. I came up, and they felt better.
And while I'm at it, I want to thank all the saints of New York and Newark and all the other area for your wonderful hospitality. I didn't say it yet on the broadcast. See, I've got them spoiled. Folks look for that, for the network, and I didn't get around to it yet. And for the dinner that the Nimrod Club, Nimrod Auxiliary had, and they raised something like close to $3,000. That's a whole lot of something, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
And for the pretty flowers, and for the lovely hours. And remember, my message that I preached there, it was of you. How can I be sure? Text was, his foundation standeth, assure he knoweth them that are his. And my question was, of you, how can I be sure? Are you really mine? Did I get an answer? You better believe I did. All right, read.
Yeah.
Chapter 39,
yes.
Then hear thou, O thy dwelling place.
Yes.
And forgive.
Yes.
And do.
And do, yes.
And give to every man according to his ways.
Yes.
Whose heart thou knowest.
Yes.
For thou even thou only.
Yes.
Knowest the hearts of all the children of men.
Yes. And you better believe God knows what's in your heart. You've done well. Let's be orderly till the end, huh? All right. All right, read.
That they may fear thee.
Yes.
That they live in the land.
Yes.
Which thou gave unto our fathers.
Yes, that they may fear you. If there is a lot of love and no fear and respect, people are not going to obey. But God has fixed it. Here, come. 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 Just read a verse. And you go back to your text. You may also find this in 2 Chronicles 6, 19 through 42, the total thing. It feels like heaven is shut up sometime, and you're going to be praying against what you will feel like a stone wall. Don't always expect that you're going to be rejoicing or even feel good after you finish fasting and praying. That's where folks get deceived. You can get up from prayer feeling like you've killed 10 mules and one cow and done everything right to do, and you can't localize what is it. Yet, on the other hand, the devil can make you do something wrong, lay somebody out or something, and make you feel just as good. Said, and you go to somebody and tell them, say, Charles said, I told her a piece of my mind. I feel just as good. All right. Yes, Major? Yes. No, you want to read? No, say in Kings. Stay in Kings, because otherwise it doesn't run chapter for chapter. It's the same thing. Yeah. And incidentally, Kings is also, Chronicles is the books of the Kings, and Kings is the books of the Chronicles. You know what Chronicles means? Chronicles actually means record, you know, chronicle. Same thing. That's what it means. It says what it means. The books of the Kings is what it means. The records of the Kings and their activities and the things associated with them. That's what it means, the Chronicles. That's why you see some of the same records in one as you see in the other. Ask your grandpop, he'll tell you something. That's why, and the same thing with Daniel and with John, the Apostle John on Patmos. You'll read some of the same things from him and from Ezekiel, quotations. As far as that's concerned, you'll hear Jesus quoting some of the same things as Isaiah, which is called the Messianic prophet, who it means the prophet of the Messiah, of the promise, of the deliverer. He would quote them, but he would call them, the writing was somewhat different, because when Isaiah wrote it, he was speaking in the ancient Hebrew and this ancient Semitic language, and when Jesus came, he spoke the language of the people around, which was the language of that period, and Isaiah became Esaias, and Elijah became Elias, but they were the same folks. All right. Same Semitic language. Go. Yeah.
13:8:41.
Yeah. See, they don't teach you that in Howard University, do they? No. Uh-uh. Go ahead, read. You got to come to church for that. Go ahead.
Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel.
Who was?
But come out of a far country for thy name's sake.
In other words, it's saying here, if anybody that's a stranger and comes from a far country, come a long ways off, because they believe in what we teach, when they come, treat them kind. And you should be able to distinguish the difference. Somebody coming out of curiosity or coming out of belief. All right, next verse. All right, yes? Louder, please.
14:8:42.
Yes?
They shall hear of thy faith.
Check him.
Of thy strong hand and of thy stretched out arm. When he shall come and pray towards this house.
Yes. See, he had a strong arm, too. All right. Back to your text. And that'll do it now. Call it. Yes? Yes? Yes?
What prayer and supplication?
Yes. 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 All right. It's something about prayer that with all the things grown-ups knew, you would think people would know how to pray, wouldn't you? They had to ask him, teach us to pray. And it also said, even after that, said, you know not what to pray for. You had to let the Holy Ghost to move on you. Holy Ghost has to tell you what to say. Thank you for staying, but you should be thanking me. You're not going to read your text. You have to give me your text again. Either one, chapter and verse, doesn't matter. Put this in my coat pocket. Yeah. What prayer? What prayer? What supplication?
Now may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord preserve your strength. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty. Amen. And to all the saints, we say, peace be unto you.